Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Denver Sports Station, 1043 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Texters bringing it strong this morning. So starting next week, we'll jump into it with both feet, but starting to kind of get a smattering of ideas for Mark's phrase that pays, that he'll work into the Giants-Broncos broadcast on Fox. That is just a shout-out to our listeners.
Yeah.
You got one? I like this one. It's from a texter. I got a good phrase that pays. Aaron Rodgers to the Denver Broncos is a done deal. You're not giggling. I'm giggling.
You're giggling, but again.
You, Aaron Rodgers.
Right. Up yours, Aaron.
Hey, easy. That's my quarterback.
I know. He'll be here next year.
It's my quarterback.
I didn't say when it was a done deal. I just said it's as close to a done deal as possible, but it could fall through
as they always do. You did say that.
And I'm telling you, it was as close to a done deal. I mean, they had the parameters. The parameters were there. It's not my fault the Green Bay Packers, realized that Jordan Love can't play and they couldn't go down that road. So, anyhow, but I'm not going to say that.
Early, is it just me? Is it just me, Eve? Matt by the beach, Solano Beach, California, says, is it just me or is it super lame? The other shows all have smear campaigns now. Do they not have the capacity to create their own material?
It's good.
Who else has? I know that Stokely and Zach have one.
Right. Against me.
Yeah. Did the other shows have one?
Orlando and Sandy did?
They had a Juwan James smear campaign? Okay.
Yeah, theirs lasted for a couple of days. Then they forgot about it. Now Orlando's coaching.
Sandy's hanging out with Drotar.
Yeah.
Using
a bunch of big words.
Big words. Teddy Bridgewater yesterday saying a lot of inspiring words when it comes to how he's going to lead this Denver Broncos offense.
Yeah, I do it in my own way, just pulling guys aside or even post-practice. So for me, a lot of my way of demanding things out of guys happen post-practice, because it's easy to do it when we're out here with the coaches, and the coaches may say it one way, but when the coaches leave the field and we stay behind, and I feel like that's when we take ownership in it, as players. We put the extra time in and we make it ours. When the coaches are out here, it's like they can easily hold our hands. If a guy gets lined up wrong, tighten down a little bit. Coach can tell them that. But when we're out here on our own, it's like, man, hey, I need you right here at this time and this point in my drop, because, I'm ready to throw. If I hit five steps and you're not there, then I'm on to the next guy. So little dialogue and conversations like that is, my way of trying to lead the way I do.
All right. So when we try to parse out the reasons why Teddy Bridgewater won this competition, What did you just hear there that maybe helps explain?
Well, I think let's face it, you're not only trying to develop a quarterback and have some consistency, continuity from that position, and you're trying to do the little things well, right? You're trying to have consistent play. You're trying to have move the chains. You're trying to possess the ball to keep your defense fresh. There's a lot of things behind it. What I take away most is you're developing as the quarterback, you're developing the young players. It's hard for a young player to develop a young player because a young player is trying to correct his own mistakes. So when Teddy says, man, if I hit that fifth step and you're not out of your break, man, I'm moving on. So you better be precise. And we saw this. We had a first-hand look at this for the years of Peyton Manning. And I'm not calling Teddy Bridgewater Peyton Manning, but we saw Peyton Manning, I mean, just be like livid about a guy's route. Like, I'm ready to launch. The reason Peyton Manning had the ball out of his hand in under 2 seconds all the time. You know, you want to talk about dink and dunk? Like, how soon we forget James Merrillat? Oh, yeah, because Peyton Manning was throwing 18-yard digs and 25-yard corner routes. And come on. Peyton Manning's big plays were 80-yard bubble screens.
He threw 55 touchdowns, dinking and dunking.
That's all he did. So if you're on time and you're efficient and you're manipulating the pocket well, and you're getting from one side to the other side based upon what your reads tell you, you're going to be okay.
According to this texter, we shouldn't say anything nice about Teddy Bridgewater. Shame on 104.3 The Fan trying to pump up Teddy just so you can boost your ratings.
I don't think
we're boosting up Teddy. I think we were just talking. We're filling out a little questionnaire that I think all the hosts are filling out as to what you think the Broncos record will be this year. What'd you put? I went 8-9. What'd you do?
9-8.
9-8. Okay.
Yeah.
So, ooh, look at us. We're clearly drinking the orange Kool-Aid, aren't we?
I like you a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, come on, Texter.
Come on. Pumping up Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, hey, listen, if we were really trying to do that, if that was our goal here, we'd be livid about Drew Lock not playing. Because isn't that what the majority of the fan base that text in and talk on Twitter and all the other social media platforms,
Twitter,
is that what they want? Wouldn't that be what you want? I think Teddy gives you a better chance to win. I still think you're a, you know, fair to Midland team. But I think he gives you a better chance to win than Drew Lock does it as currently constructed. As those two, you know, continue to, as Drew continues to grow in his career.
Well, besides how will Teddy Bridgewater do, maybe the second biggest question that hangs over the Broncos as they get ready to start the season, Shelby Harris has an answer for. That's next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
Let me take you behind the curtain a little bit here on this show. So we get hundreds of texts during the course of the show. Sometimes thousands.
Yes.
And a lot of times people will be like, what's it going to take for you to read my text? And I'll be honest, sometimes there's certain like code words that just jump out at us that get our attention that will give you the best chance. Now, as I read this text, you tell me what word or phrase helped make this text get my attention.
All right,
okay?
Let me pay attention.
All right.
I'm paying attention.
All right, it's from Ryan in Missouri.
Missouri.
All right. Says, in order for me to accept the decision to go with Bridgewater, he's going to have to do something he's never done his entire career. He has to go like 30 TDs and 19 interceptions. Otherwise, you're trying to feed me a bacon-wrapped turd. Can you figure out what it was that got our attention?
The bacon-wrapped turd.
Of course!
Of course. You know, they always say that you wrap anything in bacon, it makes it better.
Uh-huh.
I suppose that's still true.
Please stop.
By the way, he amended that to quickly say 30 TDs and 10 interceptions. Yeah, 19 would not be good.
30-10. You think he's capable of going 30-10? What would be...
How about new?
Hey, Benny, shush. What would be your well, dream maybe is a strong... What would be to you the ideal... Hey, this is the most you could ask for and get from Teddy Bridgewater, and he delivered. What would that stat line look like?
All right, so would you want yardage?
Yeah, completion percentage, yardage, touchdowns, picks.
Completion percentage at about 67 and change. Okay. So let me just write this down. 67%. Yardage, I'm going to say about 3,500 yards.
Extra game, though?
3,800 yards.
Fine.
3,800 yards, yeah.
4,000 would be a little bit too much to ask. Okay, yeah. 38, okay.
TDs, 24.
Mm-hmm.
Interception, 7.
Okay.
If you give me that stat line and they run the ball, I'm assuming if that's the stat line, they're running the snot out of the ball and, you know, they're scoring some running touchdowns and, you know, you're a little bit more efficient in the red zone, obviously. I'm going to sit there and say, if you do that, you're fighting for a wild card spot.
Oh, yeah.
If you can get that kind of efficiency from the quarterback position.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the way the defense is constructed and everything else, I think.
And the assumption you're running the ball. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, well, those stats to me would say if you're completing 67%, you're setting up some play action stuff. You're setting up some run action stuff, which I differentiate between the run action and the play action stuff, but you're getting all those things done. And therefore, you know, that's producing wins. You're playing complementary football. You're taking pressure off your defense. All those things to me, equate to wins.
Biggest questions hanging over the Broncos right now. Sure. Can Teddy Bridgewater give us that kind of stat line? Also, what's it going to take for them to get off to a fast start, take advantage of the schedule that they've got in September? Shelby Harris talking about it.
We've talked about it before because we're like, how are we going to change it? It's not like a secret. You know, we suck in September, so we got to be better.
Right.
And that's the thing. It's like, it's no other way about it. We have not won a game in September the last 2 years, so we got to be better, and we got to come out the gate faster. And I think that's something that we all emphasize and we want to fix and correct.
Good for him. Hey, let's admit it. We suck in September. We stink.
That's right. It stinks.
Correct.
Why is it whenever I hear Shelby Harris now talk, all I can hear is this?
Oh, I like that.
I like Shelby's voice.
Yeah.
And he's always got like a little chuckle in the middle of, like, he'll be making a great point and then he's got a little chuckle.
Like he amuses himself.
Yeah.
He liked that.
Yeah. And he's got that kind of almost, it's not gravelly.
A little
but
gravelly
it's,
though.
It's
gravelly,
it's almost
guttural,
horsey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Good call, Ben.
Oh, I like that.
Shelby Harris, meet Barry White.
By the way, I saw this little thing on Letterman that was floating around the internet the other day about 10 phrases that only Barry White can think of.
And that's the thing. It's like, it's no other way about it. We have not won a game in September.
Come on, doing it. Man, Barry White.
So we put a lot of emphasis on the slow starts. Wake me up when September ends.
Yeah.
Vic Fangio, 0-7. Should that be a point of emphasis next week? Like, I always, me and D-Mac go back and forth about this. Yet another thing we go back and forth about how, why can't you call the first game of the season crucial? And he's like, no, you can't do it. There's 16 games, 17 games. You can't do that. I at least got him yesterday to text back and say, it is very, very important.
Yes.
The first game, which is just just stopping this short of saying crucial. It is. Come on, you can't put as much emphasis as we have on these three games without saying that at least. All right, how about this? Two of these first three are must wins. Fair enough?
Yes!
Absolutely.
They have to come out of this bare minimum 2-1, correct?
Absolutely. Okay. And
I'm not going to. So quit asking.
I think based upon what you did this preseason, based upon all the buzz, even nationally, that your defense is getting, if you don't come out of this 3-0, it's a disappointment.
All right? And they're all must-wins.
I mean, well, think about it. You lose. The Giants right now are a mess. They've got all kinds of injuries. I mean, they're trading for offensive linemen.
I mean, Vaughn and Chubb should be licking their chops right now.
Right? I mean, they've been bad. Their quarterback is in a prove-it year. He turns the ball over too much. Saquon Barkley may not play. If they're gonna, they may hold him out. They may not, he may not be ready to play. Their fullback has been the best running back they've had carrying the ball. I mean, Mike, this is legit. Like, the Jets, come on. Rookie head coach, rookie quarterback,
struggling
talent. I mean, if the Jets win five games, you probably go, hey man, they've really improved. And the Jags? I mean, Urban Meyer is making decisions on COVID tests right now. He's getting all kinds of grief. They're not a very talented football team. Yeah, if you don't come out of September 3-0, that's going to be a disappointment.
All right, must wins then, right from the start.
Sure.
Okay.
I don't have any problem with that.
Excellent. Good. Yeah, let's not tiptoe around this thing. Let's just call it what it is. Must wins right from the start. Even D-Mac would agree with that. Coming up, we've got four down territory for you. Oh, this is cute. We got news out of Raiderland for you.
No.
It's just gonna make all you Bronco fans just smile. That's next.
Oh, and he's loose!
This is four down territory.
Madden is on the field. He wants to know if it's real. They said yes. Get your big butt out of here.
We're on to Cincinnati.
I'm here so I won't get fined.
Do you want to lose? I throw, you catch. It's not that hard, okay? All right, get the out of here.
On Sports Radio 104.3, The Fan. First down.
No, I've never been a screamer, but I pay attention to guys sometimes. You know, you have those guys who sometimes don't do well when, you know, you scream at them. So you pull a guy to the side, hey, man, I need you here, man. You hit that seventh step, make sure you get out of the break. I'm throwing it. If you're not there, then I'm getting to the next guy. It's something as simple as that. It goes a long way with the guys because now, you know, they hold themselves accountable of getting in the right place at the right time, or even if it's up front with the offensive line, hey, man, I need you guys to, you know, make the ends rush up field. I'll step up in the pocket and find a lane to escape. So a little dialogue like that, you know, it holds a lot of value as well.
You know, if only being able to crush a press conference was a sure sign of being a really good quarterback, because otherwise I'd be able to buy into what I heard from Teddy. Unfortunately, as impressive as it sounds, you know, I heard a lot of good stuff over the years from Trevor Siemian.
Well, there's a difference.
Case Keenum.
There's a difference.
Brock, what's the difference?
Ball security is job security.
You heard cliche sound bites from all those guys. You actually heard some football knowledge from Teddy. The big difference, I mean, you know, with Keenum, it was, I've learned what it means to be a friend. No, you haven't learned to be a franchise quarterback. Yeah, we should have known right then, like.
I think we did.
Yeah.
I think we looked at each other and went, ah, no.
Right. Ball security is job security. Yeah. You know, that, I mean, come on.
Cleats on the grass was kind of new.
Well, that's
fresh.
Just to us.
Yeah. Getting cleats on the grass.
Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about, you know, he's getting specific. You're talking generalities with this other friend. Like podium generalities, podium coach speak, podium cliche speak. Teddy's telling you, and this is what I'm telling guys, like, you need to come out of that seventh step, otherwise I gotta move on. I love it. There's a difference there.
Okay.
Bit of a difference.
You're slowly and quietly kind of getting me to buy in.
All right.
Look at you.
I'm moving you in the direction.
You're moving the needle.
I like it.
All right. Listen, it takes my big head a while to swing around.
Right.
It's kind of like turning around a super tanker in the middle of the ocean, right?
Yeah.
So slowly I'm coming around.
Yeah.
I'm starting the momentum.
That thing is, it's a cruise ship versus a, I've got one of them high-speed motorboats up there, right? That thing just on a swivel.
Right.
And turn around.
Yeah, you got like a cigarette boat.
Yeah, exactly.
Next in four-down territory.
Second down.
You know, the whole thing is we're damn good football players, and we deserve everything that we've achieved. And so there's nothing expendable about us. You know, we go and we affect, you know, every football game we're in. You know, we're you know, that's not expendable. You know, and that's why I don't like the name.
Yeah, look at Shelby.
Yeah.
Standing up a little bit for his fellow defensive lineman. You know, get some journeymen. You know, some guys like himself and Mike Purcell, don't call us the Expendables.
Yeah.
You like their D-line?
I do. I think they're really good football players. I like the term Expendables just simply because, you know, other teams have given up on them. And here they are creating some, I kind of like that chip on my shoulder feel to them. But I can't get a, why do they call it a cigarette boat?
Uh-oh, we're back on that.
Yeah, why is it? Why did the name cigarette boat?
That is a great.
I know they're
question.
Long and skinny.
Yeah, but a cigarette boat. You know, as soon as I said cigarette boat,
right?
And then we started to think about it, like why is it a cigarette boat?
You knew. You saw the dazed look in my face. You saw that little hamster running on the wheel. Like, wait a minute. I've heard of a cigarette boat. I know what it looks like. Why is it a cigarette boat? And then I wasn't listening to anything that Shelby said.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. Top of that. You are. I want to dedicate it. Everybody. I'm seriously intrigued.
Paris, Munich, pop music. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just, our own personal Google machine, the text line.
Yeah. Why?
Text line. Why is it called a cigarette boat?
You guys are like talking to Siri.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get an answer here very soon. Beautiful. Next in four down territory.
Third down.
We need to set the winning standard, you know, and obviously they haven't won here in 5 years. I think it was really important to have a successful preseason. You know, I know it's preseason, but winning is contagious, and we played very well, offense, defense, need to improve on special teams. But I think it's contagious. We need to get off to a good start this season. We've struggled out of the gate the last couple of years. And so I think winning breeds that, Nico, and, you know, I think we're on the right track.
This is really my fault.
Was there a little bit of that?
Yeah.
When George Payton went on with Nick and Cecil last night, great get there by Nico. And Cecil's all happy because George gave him a Cecil call out.
He did?
It was, yeah. It was like, you know, shades of Payton specifically mentioning Cecil.
Wow.
Cecil loves that stuff.
Don't ever cut off Cecil like that.
Yeah. Can you find the one in there with Peyton calling out Cecil by name? Come on. These are the things that Cecil lives for. We might as well give him some. Look for it there, Benny, will you? Anywho. Yeah, did you notice how when he was talking about the moves that are made and what they've done this preseason, it was we, but the last 5 years was they.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a distinct delineating line there between they. Before I got here, it's kind of like BC, right?
Huh?
And AD.
Oh, yeah. No, what? How?
Before
the delineation. Yes,
right.
I got you.
And then after.
Sorry, I was a little bit distracted because somebody immediately said it's not cigarette boat, it's cigar boat. And immediately I started to panic. Like this was today's version of yesterday when I questioned how much a gallon weighs.
You're right. You said a gallon doesn't weigh 8 pounds. It weighs a gallon. I was like, oh, Lord. Measure.
God. A measure of volume, not of weight.
Oh, man.
But, yeah.
Did
yeah, now they're saying cigar boats.
No, it's cigarette boats. No, I'm looking at them right now. In fact, you can get a 2011 Cigarette 50 Marauder for $700,000.
Well, here's one on our text line. It says, cigarette boat is a manufacturer, much like Xerox.
No.
Or
really good point there, Cecil.
Yeah, there you go.
Whoa. Good job, Benny. Good job.
No, it's... No, there's... Like, I'm looking at the Cigarette 50 Marauder.
Yeah, who doesn't look at the Marauder?
The Cigarette Rough Rider 46.
Ooh.
Who cares?
The Cigarette GTO Reserve.
Good. Get out of here.
Be yours for $800,000. So, yeah, no, I'm going to say...
What's going on?
Same with the cigarette, though.
$800,000 for a boat?
Yes.
Who cares?
They come with a lifetime supply of cigarettes?
Which makes you wonder.
Please stop.
How did Sonny Crockett really
right.
afford that?
Right.
That
drug did, money.
He was skimming.
Yeah, he
next
was.
In four down territory.
Fourth down.
We're not hiding from expectations. I think John and I would both tell you that we feel like we need to be a playoff team this year. And I don't think there's any doubt about that. And you guys are all going to put that in your headlines, and I understand it. But we're not, I mean, that's what the expectation is. We think we've done the infrastructure work necessary to put us in position, and we got to take care of business.
Oh, that's so cute. I told you that this would put a smile on Bronco. No matter how much negativity is, at least you know... Somebody always has it worse, right?
I want to know what infrastructure work they've put in there that has really... They've thrown the infrastructure work in there.
I'm not sure.
I'm not either, Vance.
So he's saying, put it out there. We're thinking playoffs.
So speaking of which, on their depth chart right now, Furl, their number one pick, fourth overall in 19, is a backup.
Uh-oh.
How's that for infrastructure?
Now, the Raiders did finish ahead of the Broncos last year by 3 games. They got to finish ahead of the Raiders, right?
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, we can debate about the Chargers and certainly the Chiefs, but they need to finish ahead of the Raiders.
Didn't the Raiders, did they sweep them last year? The Raiders won both games against the Broncos last year? I believe so, right? Yeah, we have to finish ahead of the Raiders.
Right? Yeah, the Raiders, the Broncos lost, here. No, they lost in Vegas 37-12. Ooh. And then lost here 32-31. Yeah, can't be getting swept by the Raiders.
No.
Nope. Then again, apparently they're the playoff-bound Raiders this year, so.
Right, they've got the infrastructure
the
now.
The infrastructure's there. They're going to be a lot tougher.
Our first-rounders are backups.
They're going to be a lot tougher.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right. Adam Schefter joins us coming up in about 20 minutes. Is there a level of concern around this Broncos starter? That's next.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, so it's been pointed out to us.
Hey, idiots. Love it when our texters shower us with terms of endearment. Hey, idiots. Sonny Crockett couldn't afford the boat and Ferrari they were provided by the Miami PD to maintain his cover as a drug dealer. So we wondered, how did he get the cigarette boat? It's true. That was for his drug dealer alter ego, Sonny Burnett.
I didn't watch that series, so.
I did, but I had forgotten a lot of the.
Yeah.
It
was big. It was big when I was playing in Washington.
Oh, that show was a cultural phenomenon.
Yeah, it was big. I was playing in Washington at the time. And, you know, we'd want to get through meetings, Saturday night meetings, and everybody would run to watch, you know, they wanted to watch that show.
Right.
I didn't I didn't watch that show. So I know of it from, you know, seeing the trailers and stuff when on television, but I didn't actually, and I've never watched an episode of that show.
Yeah. So he had the,
Sonny Crockett was his cop name.
Yeah. Real name.
And Sonny
Burnett
yeah. was his drug dealer name.
Yeah. So in seasons one and two, he drove a Ferrari Daytona Spider.
Mm-hmm.
And in seasons three, four, and five, a Ferrari Testarossa.
Mm.
His sailboat that he lived on was the St. Vitus Dance.
Wow.
And do you know what the name of his alligator was on his boat?
He had an alligator?
He had a pet alligator. You know who it was? Elvis.
I was going to say Jaws.
No, Elvis.
Chomper.
Because Sonny Crockett's alma mater was University of Florida. And he got Elvis, was a former Gator mascot who had to be retired after biting a free safety from the University of Georgia.
Wow. That's writing right there.
That's writing.
That is.
That's what we call spinning a yarn right
yeah.
there, huh?
Nice.
All right, so there you go. The more you know.
Yeah.
All right, little education for you here on a Thursday with Adam Schefter joining us coming up in about 12 minutes. Perfect time right now. You know what time it is? Time to get a Save the Button update.
It's time for Save the Button.
Please do not make me press this button.
No, not the buttons. Not my gumdrop button.
Every day we check in with Mark Schlereth to see if he's one step closer to fitting into his game day suit.
When my neck is eating my chin.
Will Stink lose enough LBs before kickoff?
I like to think of myself as fat Chris Hemsworth.
Let's find out.
Diabetes.
Right now.
All right, we've got about a week left. You've got next Friday morning mm-hmm. is your deadline.
Yes.
To get down to, I think we've agreed, 243.
Yeah, between 240 and 243 was the goal weight.
Which, 240 ain't happening. So
what do you mean? 240 ain't happening.
240's not happening.
By next Thursday?
Next Friday.
Well, I travel on Thursday.
Oh, so you're moving. Okay, so it's next Thursday.
Yeah, I got to travel on
1 week. Okay.
Got seven more days.
All right. Where are we at?
I was at 249 and change today.
Normally when you say change, that's like 249.9.
Oh, let's not get crazy. 249.
If it was 249.2, you wouldn't be saying change.
242 and a little bit more than change. I mean, 249 a little bit more than
a loose change, huh?
Right.
Are you 249.8?
I'm not. I cannot reveal.
That's a change.
It's
just 249 and change.
The change is, you know, I got how much change do I have in my pocket? I don't know. Right. So yeah. So I'm right there.
Okay.
We got 1 week.
Basically, you're 250. So you got 7 pounds. And by the way, it can't be 243 and change. It needs to be 243.
I will take a picture Thursday morning. Verify it for you Thursday morning. So there will be a picture of the scale.
Okay.
And you will see the exact weight.
I'm counting on it.
Even if I have to, you know, do something dramatic. Yeah.
No, dramatic? Yeah. Wait a minute. I don't want you to do anything dramatic. I don't want you to hurt yourself.
No, I'm not going to hurt myself.
What's dramatic?
Like, you know, just fast for a day or two, whatever I got to do.
I can just see people out minding their own business, running errands or whatever, and they're like, who is that man in aisle 5 of Safeway wearing a trash bag?
Right. No, that's not. I'm not going to go that crazy. I may be aisle 5 buying a bunch of loosener. be like Dumb and Dumber.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, No, you know what? That might work. That's not a bad idea.
You know, it just depends on where I am. I'll be there easy. I got a lot of yard work over, is this, Labor Day coming up, right?
It is.
I got a lot of yard work.
Okay.
I'm really busy.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be, I'm going to nail it. Not a problem.
You guys are funny. Only the Broncos can get thrashed by the entire division, bring back all the starters, get another journeyman quarterback like they've been doing the last 5 years. All the defense is the same. Everyone in the division hung 30-plus on them. And yet you guys are expecting things to be drastically different this year.
All right, well, let's just address that. One, all the starters are not the same. You'll have a new right tackle. You'll have Cortland Sutton back.
Yep.
Who's injured. So you'll have that part of it. Offensively, you're right. Defensively, Von Miller's back. Bradley Chubb should be healthy.
Yeah, he was a shell of himself last year.
You've got three new cornerbacks. Three. Fuller, new starter. Darby, new starter. You've got Surtain, who'll be in the mix as a starter, nickel guy. And you've got Bryce Callahan. I mean, stop. You've revamped your entire defense. Henceforth, the reason, you know, you gave up 30 points a game. That's why they revamped the entire defense.
I listened to the drive yesterday.
Uh-huh.
They had an interesting topic. Give them credit. The question was, what starter going into camp, what starter, surefire starter, has you worried as you get ready to go into the regular season?
Surefire starter has you worried going into the regular season.
They both agreed on the same guy.
Really?
Yeah. Let's see if you can figure it out.
Offense or defense?
Offense.
Surefire starter who has you worried.
Based on what you've seen or haven't seen in the preseason.
Would it be on their offensive line?
Jeez, you want me to give you the answer?
Oh, what?
Why don't you dig a little?
Wow. Wow.
Just have an Alex Gibbs flashback right there.
You need a cup of coffee? What's wrong with
you
that?
Need a cup of coffee?
I need 8 cups of coffee.
It's not on the offensive line.
No. You know what? Noah Fant.
Ding, ding, ding.
Is that?
That's the one. Yeah.
Noah Fant. Well, he's been injured most of camp, right? And I don't know, man, with Saubert and what he's done so far, with Albert O coming back, and you know that I haven't been, as many of you have been for the last couple of weeks, I'm not as high on Noah Fant as a lot of guys are.
That's true.
I just have not seen, like, the NFL is a game that's played in the middle of the football field. It's not college football. And I have not seen middle of the field separation against man coverage that makes me feel like he threatens a defense. So I just haven't seen that on a consistent enough basis. Outside the numbers, you know, if you get him matched up with the safety, can he run by the guy? Probably, yes. But I haven't seen the stuff that I think moves chains and the thing that basically, creates havoc, or at least creates a tension in the middle of the field that gets guys on the outside open. And your tight ends do that for you. There's a reason that, you know, that Tyreek Hill is running behind a cornerback deep and Patrick Mahomes gets him the ball. Because a lot of times the safety gets caught up looking at Travis Kelce and worrying about that on the inside. And then he can't help, or he's late to get the double team help to that cornerback on a Tyreek Hill. So those are the things that concern me.
Okay. And listen, your breakdown of him makes a lot of sense. But the numbers suggest that he's on a nice trajectory when it comes to having a really good career. His rookie season was one of, statistically speaking, was arguably
the best rookie season of any Bronco tight end ever. 40 catches, 562 yards, 3 touchdowns. Last year, 62 catches, 673 yards, 3 touchdowns. His catches went from 40 to 62. His targets went from 66 to 93. So, I get it. At some point, he has to have that real bust-out season. Well, he hasn't had it yet. But through the first two, you wouldn't label him a disappointment, would you? I know you wouldn't call him a bust, but would you say disappointment?
No, I wouldn't say disappointment. I just would say he has not had the impact that you would hope. See, you're throwing numbers at me, which don't mean a lot to me. As you know, I don't look a lot of that. Like, I'll give you, for instance, Travis Kelce in the Super Bowl. You know how many catches he had?
Like 10 or 12, didn't he?
I think like 13. I think he had like 130 yards receiving. How many points did he score? 9. I mean, listen, if it's third down and 12 and you're giving him and you're saying, hey, throw it to the tight end for an 8-yard gain and we'll conversion tackle him. You're going to compile stats. You're going to be wide open. You'll get a lot of statistics. You know what you won't have? An effect on the game. He hasn't had, in my mind, a big enough effect on the game for as athletically gifted as he is.
This is KKFN and KKFN HD1, Longmont, Denver.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.